The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
This morning, we're talking about the upcoming event that's going to be happening virtually. While most of us are used to seeing the Christmas tree lighting at the Douglas County Courthouse in person, things a little bit different today. Joined on the phone this morning by Tamara Howell from the County Public Information Officer and Mayor Larry Rich. Good morning and welcome to the show, you guys.
Good morning.
So it is the holiday season, and there are some traditions that are well known throughout Douglas County and Roseburg area, and one of those would be the Christmas tree, but a lot of things are different this year. Let's just start with the tree. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened this week with the new tree?
Well, exciting news this year. So this has been in the works for about 4 years, but Commissioner Chris Boyce and a few of us were like trying to figure out an easier way to get a tree every year because it's getting considerably harder. And especially after Snowmageddon, a lot of our hazard trees that we use for our Christmas trees were just no longer available or gone. So we decided that, you know, hey, let's plant a live tree. We used to have a live tree probably about 15, 20 years ago on the front lawn that we decorated. And we said, we're going to do it. And it took about a year and a half, 2 years in planning. And our new building facilities director, David Palmer, was able to locate a tree. And this week we dug the hole, moved the electrical, got everything ready in the ground. And on Tuesday, they delivered this beautiful, about 30-foot sequoia tree in our front yard and our lawn. It's here. It's beautiful.
And there were a few things that went into it, the decision of getting that specific tree, that people might not have considered when you're looking for a tree. Of course, Douglas fir sounds great on paper, but then there's some things to consider that kept you from making that decision. What were those?
Well, a couple of things. One, when you look at the viability of transplanting a mature tree, like we wanted a 25-plus tree, we talked to arborists, and they said that Douglas firs don't transplant very well, for one, which we thought was kind of crazy because they're around here everywhere. But in the other factor is, too, is that Douglas firs for maturation, it's about 100 feet or more, and that just really wouldn't fit with the root system and the size of the area that we had for the tree. So we went with a little bit smaller tree that's hardier, easier to plant. It's still beautiful. It's an evergreen from, you know, the Northwest. And that was why, you know, and this whole program will help us be a little bit more sustainable with our tree because it'll be there not only for our Christmas decorations, but on our front lawn for everyone to enjoy. And this is it's a special type of sequoia that's called a heritage sequoia because they're supposed to live 200 plus years. So that's kind of exciting that we're going to be planting something that'll be here for generations to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that what decorating it is a little bit different with social distancing and all of that, too. How is that going?
Well, that was an interesting task the other day because it's a totally different light system. The old light system we used to tape and attach to the branches. This one we have to do a very light application because we have to save the tree afterwards. But our crews got it all done on Wednesday, and the tree is decorated and ready to get lit up this weekend.
Very nice. So we're talking about the lighting ceremony. So in years past, it's been at the courthouse. People gather on the lawn. There's sometimes musical performances, dance performances, speakers that all speak, sometimes reading of Christmas stories. It's a really fun and wonderful event, but unfortunately, it's had to shift a little bit this year. And so tell us about what we can expect this year.
I'm going to turn that over to Larry Rich. He works on the committee with this. He's kind of heading that up. So he's going to talk about how we had to change our plans.
We're going to be very similar to what we had in the past. The only difference is going to be, obviously, we don't have the crowds to be here with us, but we will have a thanks by Pastor Dan. We're going to have the end of the Christmas story by Andrea Zolke. We'll have the countdown for the Christmas tree lighting with Tom Kress, and then we're going to have the class show up.
All right, and how can people connect and be part of that as it happens?
Yeah, so we are simultaneously going to broadcast it at 6 p.m. on Sunday, November 29th, on the Douglas County Government Facebook page, the City of Roseburg Facebook page, as well as the Roseburg Town Center, or Center, Roseburg Town Center, and Downtown Roseburg Association's Facebook page.
So just click on any of those spots and you will find it and can kind of follow along. Now, this has been pre-recorded, so how is that working out?
Well, we've been working on it all week. And it was, our plans got changed about a week ago. So this has been put together rather quickly with some great number of people. So we've already recorded bits and pieces of it, and we're going to continue to do that in a full editing session tomorrow and then have it go on air at 6 p.m. on Sunday. So it's a lot, but we have a great team.
So 6 p.m. Sunday, the place to be is actually going to be Facebook instead of the front lawn of the courthouse this year, but we'll get to see that tree lit up and beautiful. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with before we're done this morning?
Well, we just want to let people know that, you know, the tree will be lit up. It'll be beautiful. Downtown Roseburg is also lit up and beautiful. So if they're out doing drives, that's a COVID-safe thing to do. Go out and look at the lights. They can drive by the entire courthouse. This is, you know, lit up, as well as all of downtown's lights, and they'll have quite an adventure looking at all the pretty lights.
Sounds wonderful. If anybody had any questions or wanted more information, who should they contact?
They can contact the county, and they can call 541-672-3311, which is the county number, and ask any questions, or they can send us a message on Facebook.
Wonderful. County Public Information Officer Tamara Howell and Mayor Larry Rich talking about the event this Sunday, a virtual event for the lighting of the Christmas tree on any of those Facebook pages. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
That has been your morning conversation here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.